Mecca episode number 172. Today is the 3rd of September 2022, and I'm your host, Lewis. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is, what are you doing out here?
This episode is brought to you by. We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it. These poems read as an insight into a dysfunctional family's lives, seen through all perspectives. These poems are rife with deliberate accidents, life insurance policies, suicide texts, family disruptions large and small, and raging resignations. Here are little people living little lives, suffering little, unavoidable deaths. As in, scenes of spiraling panics within the nightmare-inducing world are effective. The film's highest point sequence finds Neville trapped, hanging upside down and coming to his senses only when the setting sun is sinking. Neville has to continually check on Neville in order to prove that he is the one who is the one who is the one who is the one who is. Even getting to this station, he has to glide across that entire trench, not much trouble, I guess at one point, Kavanaugh said, a vault was probably underneath this. He also noted the pickup truck had moved a little, giving him about 2 feet clearance. In front of him was an actual pickup truck, and the back was covered with what looked like a bunch of snorkeling equipment. His eyes were closed, as though miming something lewd about a cane. For a moment or two, the woods and all other places dimly appreciated, were reverberating with a travesty of laughter. You are who you are, Richard saw a trait, now disfigured, which had once adorned the Chesapeake Society, a one of Forsyth's girls, the second cousin. A weird little person, sort of like Beinovic and his trolls, but nearly as big as us, and he was older, he was taller than you, too. Fans went online to recall their favorite lines by comedian and actor Teddy Ray, particularly the jokes that became a hit meme. Ray gained online fame with his viral comedy videos such as the Make a Song Challenge and the Tinder Challenge of All Deaf Comedy. Comedian and actor Teddy Ray's stay-at-home Sunday sermon, Let Me Know My Boy Gets Eternal Life, all the families of the deafs are heartbroken, we still cannot believe that our man passed. A virus, no less. Yet readers are nonetheless given plenty of humor and joy, even when those joys are fleeting and hard-earned, such as the perverse, deep-seated gratification of dying on holiday. The last lines of good poems are like a jump off the ski, meant to cast you off into an empty void, where you simply drift, powerless. Living with Neville, the gap between CG performances and creatures that can make you feel empathy is still far too big to bridge, but you can see a thread that runs through it, all the way from Matheson, through replicants, to this. He even knows how to trim the scene using CG, instead of leaving that up to a software house to figure out. In no way does Opt work to favor the image at any time. The small folk are dancing and pairing, drawing in Christian men and women to become witches, dancing and fag fornicating, hoping that the blood may unite, like Fiends like, and the Taltos may come into being. Eventually, Will Smith would cast Francis Lawrence, who was far more temperamentally well-suited for the material. Ironically, Goldsman can be credited with getting the core of what would become a film into focus, something that the final film largely ignored in its released cut, which was the New York City location. By 2001, things were looking closer to its eventual form, with Will Smith and Michael Bay, but the hit pushed that adaptation to the back burner.
Episode 172 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Lewis Miles. Adios.